Good day, good day, good day, everybody. Today is September 7th, okay? So, let me show you something what I just heard on Bloomberg Radio. The crash has come against Bitcoin. This is good. They said I saw it as low as 17% on my risk metrics, but it's already up like 7-6%. Most of them are quickly rebounding. Here is why you don't panic. Okay, right there. One day it was down, but quickly Solana quickly recovered, and on its march it goes up. Okay, this is an amazing story. Ethereum's still getting killed, as well as, I don't know, we saw Bitcoin there. Let's look at Cardano, still down. Bitcoin, obviously, but there are some coins that are showing signs of quick recovery. One is Algo. Here you can see it's trying to make its way back up. That's on an hourly basis. So here on the daily, you'll see it looks really, it got killed there. Now this is a good measurement of how to measure the really strong coins with decent momentum. If you're on my quantlabs.info chat server, there's a story from Kraken on their analysis on what coins look good in the top 10, and a really, really deep analysis on ways to look at the overall crypto market, namely obviously in Bitcoin and Ethereum. But they have not factored in this crash. So here we're talking in real time. So you can see here, Polkadot's kind of trying to recover. SNX, same thing, and SRM. So usually my bot will pick up that there is a crash. You might take some losses. I just checked the overall server. It didn't have any real losses. Again, that's unfiltered. But it's climbing its way, and these are the ones that you could make money on. Look at it, like Serum barely got touched there, okay? So, again, unfortunately, we can't trade if you're in North America. But let me see if I can do a two-hour. Okay, whatever. But generally, Serum looks okay there. And then SNX as well, trying to make recovery as well in DOT. But right here in these modes, this is where you can make money. Okay, so people go, well, you know, it's too volatile. Well, you know, you may lose a little bit here in the first drop, but if you have the right signals and you're on top of it, you shouldn't lose money down here. And when that recovery kicks in, this is where you start to make money again on that recovery. And then again, you have Solana, which shows that much strength is in it. Okay, now one thing I need to tell you is there is a real-time network. It's part of that Kraken story, called network called PIF. That's the network that a lot of the HFT coins HFT operators are behind. And I just learned this. It's a sub-second network. It's one of the only. It's probably the only one that I know of, and that's why the HFT shops are on that network. Because it can trade it, and that's what's pumping up this coin. And now they're saying Solana's the next Ethereum killer. We've seen this story before, but the difference is no coins that I know of have the backing and the real-time trading of HFT firms. These are billion-dollar operations, of course, like Virtu and Jump. And when they pile into this, this is why you see what you're seeing here, okay? So again, let's look at Filecoin that did really well here on this rise up, and now you're gonna, if you were hanging on that, you'd be losing money. Well, you'll be giving back profit. Obviously you don't want to do that, but hopefully you knew. If you were watching my video last night, you would have known all of these coins were flashing sell signals. Okay, so that would have tell you don't go in. Okay, except maybe Solana on that pullback. Okay, there was a pullback for a little while, and you could have jumped in and be making money today, even though there's this big crash. I mean, look at that. 2-hour recovery, and boom, those big HFT firms still drive it up in full recovery. Just I keep saying, an amazing story. All right, so knowing that, I haven't done this yet, but I wanted to talk about what coins are moving right now. So let me see if we have our good old Telegram channel. Okay, with the Telegram here, you can see here, here's an amazing story. Okay, so here, risk on, moving average, hourly average, okay, weighted average, was down 7%. And look at this, going back, if this was kind of like a flash crash, down negative 15%, and it was down as strong, the highest I've ever seen or the deepest I've ever seen was negative 17, okay? And look at this recovery. Now it's back to being profitable. Okay, I don't have to tell you, that's pretty impressive. That was definitely some kind of flash crash, if you want my honest opinion. Anyways, let's see if there's anything moving right now. If you're gonna know about some of the coins that we're watching here, this is the Quant Labs analytic notification. We were getting a lot of, sorry, no movers, but we're starting to see some movers here now. Okay, so here's the movers here is, what I'm seeing here is typical. Tether against US dollar will be your mover. So you can make some money. That's all it's moving right now after all the volatility. After all the volatility, you'll make not much, okay? But if you really had to make some money. Here I'm seeing, okay, so today is 12:34. So 15 minutes ago you had XRP. So let's take a look at those two ones right now. Let me just clear out these ones right here. But definitely everything's coming back. I was getting worried there about tonight's webinar. I might not have anything to show. But it looks like things are starting to come back, which is good. Okay, so XRP against US dollar. No, we gotta search for it now. Okay, no problem. So again, this is MotoWave. I would strongly recommend this platform. It covers everything you want as a platform. And it can easily go toe-to-toe with all the other so-called bigger, better platforms. Because it also has a Java API. So here you can see that big drop. But let's see what's going on in the hourly there. If things are moving up. Now, remember, this is 15 minutes ago, so it is moving up. See that big volume bar there? Look at that, it's moving up. So this is maybe another coin to be on the lookout for. Let's look at USD Tether. Now, USD Tether is not gonna, it doesn't move much because it's a stable coin being the largest. And oddly enough, in my province, we're not allowed to trade Tether, but here we are on Kraken. Seems to be okay with it. Let's see here. Let's see how this. I'll probably have to go down to a 1 minute chart. Let's see what else is. But you see, it's moving here. So you would have gone from a dollar to $1.16. That's rare to see that. That's in an hour. Okay. So you would have made 16 quick, actually, sorry, 1.0002 to 1.0016. Now, if you knew this was coming over those 2 hours, you know, that's a big jump. You would have made some good money there. Doesn't happen a lot, but yeah, but just as a hint. All right. So let's look at the Telegram again, see what else is moving here. So right now we're seeing, what have we got here? We got Tether? Yeah, Tether still moving. Okay, well let's forget that. Let's look at what is our stronger coins here. So in our usual reports, this one here filtered by, based on long or trends, right? So, let's do this one here. And, okay. Just open with that. And then what we can do is we can just go through these reports. Now, tonight in webinar, I'll be going through this exact same process. Hopefully, I'll have some better ideas on what to trade. As you can imagine, wow, something's chewing up the system here. Well, in the meantime, why don't we talk about this, quantlabs.net, okay? If you like what you see here, just get on the contact page. All right, and then you can sign up and fill in all your information. As it's coming up here. Yeah, so you just fill out your information and all your data is not released to anybody. Okay, here comes the report, the word processor. Wow, really slow. I know what the problem is. It's Firefox. All right. Okay. So here's let's see here. Okay. So these are the ones that are moving right now. Okay. I'm going to go through these. I'm going to run my usual script here. The one where it's going to test the technical analysis. You do get that as part of the Telegram channel where this process gets done every 3 hours. You can also download the actual reports that you're seeing here. And more importantly, if you are wanting to learn about this stuff, all you got to do is go over to our store or shop. quantlabs.net/shop, and then there's a free course in there to show you the technical indicators that I use, but now I'm starting to automate it and it's just much better signaling. It's like night and day from what it was. So right here, this is the course you want to learn. New free trading technical analysis indicators course coming for hot opportunities, and this is what you're seeing right now, even after this crash. That's why I like crashes, because it shows what coins that are proven to be really solid. Okay, and again, that's free. Okay, and then that will enable you to get it for free by applying the trade coupon code when you apply checkout the card there. All right, so coming back to what we were looking at, so now we're looking at YFI. This is why I generated this data in the Telegram channel. So here you know you're making money here, and then we have a sell signal. So now we have this buy signal, and you can see we have a lot of these false positives. So this is a new way, using the same information, to check if YFI is worth buying. Okay, so I did this process last night, and there are a bunch of sell signals. And you knew a crash or some kind of correction was coming. And a lot of it is, I think we'll be seeing Bitcoin in a minute. Now, this coin's not very good because we don't have any recent candle patterns. Here's that sell signal I told you about that was generated in the last 24 hours. So you knew this crash was coming. You would have saved yourself a ton of money knowing that with this type of signaling. Okay, this is night, as I said, it's night and day improvement on the signaling. So knowing that you have a sell, okay, here again we use that slope as well to know what our best picks are going to be. Okay, here we have a bullish on the first as well, but because we did it more in real time with this process here that I'm using, you see how flat it is as well, but using this process and seeing, oh yes, we have that sell signal, or we don't have any recent candle patterns that are bullish, we know something's gonna come. I mean, look at that drop right there that we've included, and it's dropped the momentum back to zero, and it's actually dropped the coin back below 50. Now, what we're looking for are the strongest coins to get back into. Now, here's Bitcoin. See that big drop there? Very strong, steep curve. Okay, and that's for the trend. So now we're going to start looking for any, okay, here we go. So here, that is what it was. So this is a little late, and this is what killed the overall crypto market with this bearish signal for today, which was earlier today. So we knew that this was coming, and we knew that through other coins. Okay, we knew that last night. So we saved ourselves. Get out all of your positions. Just move everything back into USD. If you're on Kraken, you would save yourself a ton of money and retain your portfolio. Okay, so even though we have these signals going on, let's get a fresh outlook on what the market's telling us. So again, same process as last night. We know that Bitcoin's probably our best coin thus far, but let's see what it's going to say after this crash, okay, because it's still developing. Okay, so we have this bearish signal, okay, for last night, okay, and now we have a bullish. Now they're saying that there is a golden star forming. You could throw that out of the picture, unless Bitcoin recovers really fast, like Solana. Okay, so Solana is somewhere in here. We'll come back to that, but you know that Bitcoin has done not so great right now, and then we're now going to start looking at other coins like Aave and whatnot to see what other coins are worthwhile. So really, if you're a part of my analytics, all you got to do is just check up on the recent history on the Telegram channel, because you're going to get the same data knowing which coin will look good with the signaling. And here we go. Okay, so we have a signal right here for Aave. So this is no good. And then there's that sell signal. Okay, so we knew that last night. Okay, so we're moving on. So this is not going to be one of those coins that will take us out of this crash, the early winners. So look at that. Wow, that's like the lowest since August 12th. Wow, for Aave. Now let's look at KSM. KSM looked promising, but that might have changed things. So doing this is now a new level of what is good and what isn't good to trade in based upon the timing, which is now. So here we go. So a couple of things to take note of. Momentum, that's the trend, the slope of that trend line. So you know, we have a bearish signal right here that was generated last night, which we saw, and the sell signal as well. So we knew because of this that this was coming. Now this will not take us out, I don't think, because the momentum is lower than the average. Okay, going on. Yes, so here's our bearish signal right there for today, which confirms that. So KSM obviously is not the best coin. Now we gotta wait out for the reversal, but maybe, just maybe, Solana may be the one. But here, look, this is another star performer that has been really performing. AXS, let's load that up. So the AXS, USDT, let's do this way, search for it, AXS. Okay, USD, boom, boom. And how's it look? Okay, so there's that big drop. Now, let's look at the hourly. Okay, so it's starting to recover, but it's got a bit of ways. Give it some time. Let's run this little report here. Let's see what it says. See, this is the power of these scripts. Python is very powerful. It gives you a different insight that nothing else will give you. So you're basically getting a word description of what's in the charts, but you're getting more of that. So you can easily write this if you're a developer with my course for the Python, because I show you all the different skills to generate this data. Okay, so here we go. So we have some one pattern here, candle pattern, recent in September 4th, but there's our sell signal. But look at this. It's starting to climb. So you got to ask yourself, do you want to put money into this right now? Because it's starting to recover quickly. So that's something you need to really understand. The problem I'm having right now is it the best coin to do that with? And it's a contender, that's for sure. Now, continuing along. Okay. AXS. Okay, so here we are. And again, we talked about the RSI, so we also knew, let me go back to the Bitcoin. We knew this was coming. Okay, I didn't think it would be this extreme. Okay, I saw it come. Come on. Okay, so here's Bitcoin. And we knew, as always, RSI 70 is the one that tells us. I mean, that's a huge drop. But look at the RSI. It's now dropping below 40. This is for Bitcoin. Okay, so it's dropped back with on that in the 190 view, the 180, the RSI has still been dropped back to 50. So that tells you, even though the cynics will be laughing, you'll be laughing once you know, you wait for that reversal, and then you get a solid run-up. And I think the next run-up will be even higher. And if you were to look at this historically, as I've always been saying, on that RSI 70, look, pullback, another pullback, slight pullback there, and look what happened. Hit that 70, boom, it got hit. And we knew that. I didn't think it'd be this steep, though, but that's okay. Hopefully, if you're following along, you would have cashed out and gone into USD Cash. Again, if you are on Kraken. Otherwise, you'd be on Tether. And we just talked about Tether. It moved a little bit as well. So AXS, let's get on to the next coin here. So the next coin is Ethereum. Drop back again. Now, Ethereum, obviously, is the second biggest coin here. Let's see what it looks like. But again, is this one of those coins to jump into? I think, from my perspective, Bitcoin will give you better performance. And I think once they can address these gas fees on Ethereum with the NFT demand, it will help the coin and the performance of the coin for Ethereum. There's their sell signal again, but no candles generated for bullish. That's not looking good. Okay, so moving on to Sushi. This one's not so bad. It had some positive comments in the Kraken report. There's our latest bullish patterns on the 5th. But again, got hit pretty hard. The RSI didn't hit 70. It's always driven by Bitcoin. Yeah, when Bitcoin is approaching 70, everything else follows suit. But there's the odd example of where that's not the case. Again, Solano is the one to look to. So we're now doing Sushi. Okay, let's look at Sushi. I don't know. I mean, Sushi is not an exciting coin overall. But again, no recent bullish signals here. The 4th, the 3rd, no buy or sell, no problem there. But it's climbing. Let's check it out on MotorWave. Okay, so question is, do you put money into this one? From my perspective, probably not. You only want to focus on the best coins. So hourly again, it's starting to move up. Alright, so that's all fine and good. Filecoin I did like, but I did check this out. Filecoin moved last week and it moved nice. But those that profit was given back from today's correction. I can show you that as well. But again, no candles pattern, no buy cross. Buy or sell, but look at this. I forgot to mention about momentum. When I was looking at this same thing last night, I couldn't understand why is the momentum all of a sudden going negative. And that's another way to know that you've got a correction coming. So now thinking about it, that's what it was telling me. I couldn't figure it out, but that tells me. So as I said, here's the profit that was made last week, and now it's all been given back. So if you hung on to that coin, you got the timing wrong, you're going to lose money trading like that. So you cannot trade off of stuff for free. You got to the Telegram channel is what's going to make a big difference. Okay, decent looking trend there, but again, look at all these signals on the 5th, on the 4th. It looked like it did well, and it did. But then hopefully you got out in time. If you could trade sushi coin, of course. Okay, here's our big winner, Solana. Look at this. Here's our recent buy signal, and no sign of a cross for the sell. Unbelievable run, okay? But let's see what it says here to see the momentum. This coin is strong. This is our top coin for sure, out of all of them. I would have said Cardano, but I think Cardano's lost its momentum as well. So here, no buy or sell crosses, or crosses, but here's our most recent bull pattern, okay, and it's bullish. So you everything else is showing sell, but this one's saying otherwise. So it did crash, as I've shown you, but it's like fully recovered. Unbelievable. Yeah, there it is. Almost fully recovered. Incredible. And that only took 2 hours. That's how much momentum is in this coin. Absolutely incredible. Okay. Meanwhile, you know, you got Ethereum. Let's see how that's doing. The recovery's coming along. And I'm sure Bitcoin we've already shown you as well. All right, let's look at some other potential coins. Looking for anything that looks good. Solano. Is Cardano in here? Okay, we have Polkadot. Polkadot, I will tell you, can be good, just like Filecoin. Here, okay, with Polkadot, let's just see if there's a sell signal here. Yeah, there's our sell signal right there. Now, if you're sleeping and you're not automating this, danger. Very dangerous. Okay, so you can see that big drop there, momentum dropping off. And again, why? Oh, it hit its 70. It's 70 RSI. Boom. That's what happens. And that was a steep one. I think that was it. I'm going to do Cardano as the last one here. Let's see how this looks. So, yes, we got our sell signal. And we'll do one more, Cardano. Now, let's do XRP as well, because that was the first one out of the gate. Okay, so Cardano. See, negative momentum there. No buy or sell signal. No candle cross. So, you know, I do think that we have run out of steam for Cardano. Looking at that chart, big drop. Let's see how the 1 hour looks. Recovering nice, but I don't know, man. I think Cardano, the momentum is not there anymore. Let's see how XRP is doing. I'm hoping that they're winding up the lawsuit with Ripple for XRP. This one may be on its way back now, because it was one of the first ones out of the gate. So you can see here, we've got a candle pattern, bullish, 2 days ago. Climbing over the last 3 hours, but no moving average. Oh, so we do have a cross sell. Let's check it out. I think we just did check it out. Let's see how it's doing. So we got an hourly here for XRP. That's starting to move up like the rest of them. So, again, Solana, without a doubt, is your top coin right now. If you want to know in real time, check that Telegram channel, man. So you can see here we got, in the last video, started 75 data points. So here we have XRP is moving. That's performing pretty good. Polkadot's moving too. So let me go, Solana. So we got some really good coins here starting to move. We'll go through these. So, I think that's enough to look at. This is real up-to-date, fresh, should we say. Solano, so Ethereum, USD, the RSI's got enough space to move, which is good. The momentum's still pretty negative. It's in that spreadsheet, the crypto rank, climbing for 3 hours. Did have that sell signal in the last 24 hours. I guess we can ignore that. But I'm not seeing any bullish signals here for today. Okay, next one we have Sushi here. So we have a bullish that was generated 4 days ago. RSI is pretty good. Climbing in the last 3 hours. No buy or sell. So we have here Filecoin. RSI's got enough room there with the 70, as we know. Momentum's not strong enough. Past 3 hours. No cross as well. Okay, so let's look at what our Solano's saying here. Our last bullish pattern was on the 1st. RSI's at 88. That's really strong. There's a lot of momentum in this thing. Finally, in the crypto rank spreadsheet, climbing, but no buy or sell. I guess that's where you got to look at the chart. We know that Solano's the one to get into, and we can also tell by the chart, based upon the volume, that that's the strongest right now. And then let's look at the okay, so we want to look at okay, so we have now Cardano, Polkadot. So definitely Solano is good. Here we have Polkadot. Nothing's been updated here. Momentum's still negative. We still have that cross sell. Cardano, nothing new here. We gotta wait it out to see some kind of signaling to add on to the Solano, outside of the Solano. XRP is looking pretty good, actually. In the August momentum, slightly down, prices climbing. Sorry, so it's gone back to no movers now. So if that's the case, let's look at the 1 minute chart for the XRP. So you can see it recovering, starting to flatten out, but it's slightly moving up. So this recovery might be slowing. So if we were to compare that to, I don't know, Bitcoin, same pattern. But let's look at Solana on the minute. It's still pretty strong, flattening out, starting to drop it. So overall, the markets are starting to weaken. When you look at Ethereum, again, on the minute chart, it's still holding its own. So Ethereum is looking good there. I think Sushi was another one. Definitely no volume there. What's the next one? Ethereum. I think the other one was Dot, Polkadot. So that's holding its own pretty good too. That's on a one minute chart. So let's see what's going on with the Telegram here. All right, so definitely the market's weakening again. So if we look at the risk, it was fairly strong at 6.68. So again, it was coming from negative 17 to negative 6 or 7, back to positive, and now it's gotten stronger again. Now again, this is not quite real time, but I think a lot of that's due to Solano. But you get the idea. So right now, Solano's the pick, without a doubt. XRP, I would have said, but you got to really watch that one and watch what is getting pushed through the Telegram channel. Other than that, thanks for watching. And again, make sure you visit the shop if you like this stuff, okay? Because the prices keep going up, up and up and up, especially for these. And our next price increase will be the Quant Lead. That's with the automated orders as well. We shall talk to you later. Thanks for watching. Have a good day.